We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Spent a lot of time yesterday communicating with Ryan Winkler, because tomorrow is the big day when Ryan Winkler will get together with other members of the House and pass some marijuana legislation, cannabis legislation. But then the Senate, because it's Republican, will throw it out, unfortunately. I don't understand how booze is okay, but THC is not. But here's a guy who knows, Dr. Jacob Merman. How are you, sir?
Hey, Tom. Great. How are you doing?
Marvelous. We were just talking about THC and some people smoking. But I smoked pot when I was a teenager, but I haven't since then. But taking THC, as you know, because Dr. Merman is the one who got me on the straight and narrow with the THC, I sleep very, very... It's funny, though, Dr. Merman, because I pointed out that if I don't do enough THC, it doesn't put me to sleep. But if I even do a little too much, it gives me nightmares. Isn't that weird? If I do the right amount, it's wonderful. But too little or too much, it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's why the pharmacist is there to help you figure out all the doses and medications.
Yep.
That's the advantage of Minnesota program.
That is true. So what do you think is going to happen tomorrow, Dr. Merman?
Well, hopefully the cannabis bills are going to pass. My main concern is the one for unprocessed flour.
Yes, absolutely.
Apparently Minnesota cannabis program is the most expensive in the nation.
In the nation, by far.
Are the most expensive.
Yep. It's not surprising.
Well, you told me that. I mean, you were in Florida, right? And they're about, what, a third of the price here?
Yeah, it's for my dosage every month is $660 in Minneapolis. And in Florida, it's $120.
That's the Bachmans.
blaming the Bachmans. That's nice.
Oh, that's who controls it here.
I thought Andrew got out of that business.
How many people can afford this much? That's
problem, you know? It's very... It's extremely expensive in Minnesota. Yes.
Yeah, and so we're trying to get flour approved, and it did pass in Health Committee in March, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying Republicans, but six people out of nine on that Health Committee are Republicans, and it passed unanimously.
Good, glad to hear.
I don't think the Republicans would stop it in Minnesota.
I think Gazelka would.
I hope not. I think if it gets a good hearing in Senate, it should pass. In the House, I think it's hidden in this huge bill that's going through, and that should pass that way.
I love Democrats. They always sneak it in under the threshold.
Why did they pass it in the first place in pill form only? That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Like, why?
No, there's reason. I mean, it's easier to control the doses and stuff
when
it's proper pharmaceutical medication, you know?
I spent most of my adult life in Hollywood and West Hollywood, and we always had dispensaries. Always. You could always walk into a dispensary in West Hollywood and buy pot.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, since the 90s.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but in Minnesota, we have the pharmacist, and I've had a problem, sending people to a dispensary in California, for example. I have a patient right now in California, and they're not getting as much good advice as people here in Minnesota from our pharmacist.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You got a bunch of young kids working these dispensaries. Now, I was actually just in Denver, and their dispensary is just blown up. There's one on every other corner.
Oh, my God, they're packed, too.
And their lines are on the block.
Yep.
And it killed the real estate market for any other business, because they'll pay anything for a building.
Yep.
So if you're a mechanic or a carpenter, you can't rent a warehouse space anymore because all the growers took them all.
Yeah. No, I'm getting very good results in Minnesota with people. People are reporting good results. The only problem is, many of them can't get enough medicine, and so the results are kind of so-so. Because, and I'm asking them, how are you doing? And it helps a little bit. And I'm like, and if you take enough, is it going to help more? For sure, it's life-changing, but I can't afford it.
Right.
That's
right.
The problem.
I believe we have Tom Lehman on the phone.
That's great. So Tom is working with the legislature, and I'm hoping he can tell us what the progress is and what we can do to kind of help it along. Hi, Tom.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Tom.
Nice talking to you.
Where we
got two Toms.
Where we are in the progress process, rather, is that we're in the closing days of the 2021 legislative session, and flower is in the House Health and Human Services bill, because this is regulated by the Department of Health. It's not in the Senate Health and Human Services bill, but the Senate is supportive. And I expect that in the next day or two, the House and Senate Conference Committee dealing with this will approve adding flower to the medical program in Minnesota, which is good news for patients.
It is. For poor people, particularly, Mr. Layman, because poor people cannot afford THC in this state. No way. It's too expensive.
And that, you know, we're in sort of a vicious cycle where the program is expensive, so people don't enroll. Fewer people that enroll, the more expensive the products get, because the two exactly. manufacturers
right.
can only spread their costs among, you know, across the population. And if we're spreading their manufacturing costs of oil, which is very expensive to process, good news about flower is that it's cheap. You grow it,
right.
you dry it, you're done. With the oils, you have to grow it and then extract it, and there's chemists and PhDs and scientists doing all this stuff, which really adds to the cost. So current program is very expensive, so people who would be benefiting from medical cannabis are priced out of the market. Once we get flower, when we get flower, and I think we will this year, prices are expected to drop by about 50%.
At least.
For Minnesota patients. 50% price cut. And that's good news. It'll bring people into the program who could be benefiting. They can't afford it. It'll be a blow to the illicit market. And the good news for patients is if you buy off the street, you don't know what's in it.
Right.
If you're going to be buying flower from the regulated program, it'll be inspected by state health department inspectors. There's not going to be any chemicals, any pesticides, any heavy metals. You're going to know what you get exactly, as opposed to, you know, buying from somebody where you don't know what's in it. You don't know if there's chemicals in it. It's just not good. So patients are looking forward to this. Patients have been very vocal and active at the Capitol. That's who got the law passed the first time. It was patients telling their stories. And it's patients who are making the difference this year by saying, I have cancer, I have Crohn's, I have ALS. My doctor tells me, like Dr. Mearman tells me, cannabis will help me, but I can't afford it. What do I do? We're looking forward to moving forward this year, because Minnesota is the only state in the country that doesn't allow flower.
Isn't that amazing? Minnesota's always like, we're the only state in the country.
That's why I said, I don't understand why they did pill form.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It worked for me. But so, Tom, I got to ask you a question. Is there any chance, because I take THC to sleep and it works like a charm, is there any way if I take THC that I won't suck at golf anymore? Or is that not part of it?
You need to take acid.
Yeah, maybe
well, I'm the other Tom.
I know you are. I know, but since you had the name, I had to go with it.
So I always tell people there's two Tom Laymans in Minnesota famous for their golfing skill. One's famous for how good he is, and he won the British Open. The other is famous for how bad he is. That's me.
We're shoulder to shoulder, Tom.
You need to take a hit of acid and play golf.
Take
You'll
a hit of acid
every
and play
one.
Golf. That's really great.
Did you ever see that pro pitcher?
Yes.
He did no-hitter games all on acid.
You know why? Because I guess your rhythm gets just
Focused, micro-focused,
yep.
man.
Yep. Your rhythm gets wonderful because you're micro-focused.
He wrote a book about that. It's a pretty good book.
So, in other words, Mr. Layman, it's not going to help my golf game. All right, never mind. Don't worry about my feelings.
You'll be as good as you ever were.
Thank you. That's really helpful, Tom. That's really going to help me out a lot.
Yeah, but guys, we need to tell the listeners what to do to help this bill along. Who are we going to call for that?
Ryan Winkler.
If Ryan Winkler is fine from here in Golden Valley, but if people are interested in supporting this, they can get a pencil and paper, and I'll give you a phone number to call here. You really should call your state senator. The state house is supportive of this, and most a lot of state senators are as well, but it doesn't hurt to call your state senator. And if you don't know who they are, you can call 651-296-0504 and give your address, and they'll tell you who your state senator is and what their phone number is. Again, that number is 651-296-0504. 0504. And if you get, you know, call your state senator and just say, hey, I support adding flower to the medical cannabis program. We're the only state that doesn't do it. Our prices are too expensive. Minnesota patients are being harmed. You can fix this by supporting flower this year.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. I it's been 3 years for me now. I went and saw Dr. Merman. Tom, I went and saw Dr. Merman a few years ago, and we talked at length about a number of things. I've been on THC. I literally did not sleep for about 45 years. I didn't. From the time I was 19 till I was like 64 years old, I never, ever slept.
I didn't for 10 years. I just doing cocaine all day.
Well, that's not the reason I couldn't sleep, because I wasn't doing cocaine. But, no, I literally, you know, I had a very stressful, you know, well, I have PTSD because I had a very stressful childhood and all that stuff, and it just stayed with me. But THC, I sleep really, really well. As long as I really pay attention, take the right dosage, which is easy to do, I sleep really, really well. And I feel much better. Don't you guys, Andy and Alex, don't you think I'm much more even keel now since I've been on THC?
Not really.
Okay, well, never mind. Never mind.
I knew that was coming. You know, Why would you even ask that?
Tom and Jacob, I thought I was going to get a little amen from them, but no, not really. You still are nuts.
First thing I thought was, why would you even ask your kids that?
Yeah, why would I ask my children? Yeah. Why?
Or Catherine.
You definitely sleep a lot better.
I sleep a lot better, yeah.
You know better to ask your kids or Catherine anything good about yourself.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're going to get a no question. Oh, my God. It's been absolutely terrific. I really like, and by the way, Dr. Merman, I haven't even talked to you about this yet, but, well, I think I did at the very beginning. Because I got on THC. When I got on THC, I weighed, I believe, 316. I weighed 316 pounds. And in the last 3 years, I'm now down to like 243, and I want to get down to about 250. I'm going to lose 100 pounds.
That's great.
And a lot of that.
I see it all the time.
Yep.
My record, you know what the record is for one of my patients for weight loss? Hmm. Just from cannabis, just from sleeping better.
Mm-hmm.
180 pounds in 2 years.
Wow.
God, that's amazing. That's wonderful. Because you sleep so much better.
Jeez. Just yesterday, somebody said 30 pounds in 4 months they lost just by sleeping better.
I'll tell you, sleep for me is detrimental. I have to sleep. If I don't get my 8 hours a night, I'm unfunctional.
You're right.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, horrible.
It is no doubt. No,
I didn't sleep for a very long time. I was under a very stressful job situation.
You never had a job in your life. What are you talking about?
It was a project.
No, it's a project. We went from a job to a project there. I like that.
It was a network television gig.
It was. Yeah,
it was very high stress, and I didn't sleep for 7 days, and I ended up having a seizure.
Oh, God.
Right in the middle of a big, huge television conference, I had a massive seizure. And when I woke up, I lost all memory. My wife was there, and they go, do you know this woman? I never saw her before in my life. I knew my name, and I knew my birth date, but I didn't know where I was. They said I was in D.C. I'm like, I'm not in D.C. I don't know anyone in D.C.
Whoops.
And all from not sleeping.
Yeah, that'll do it.
It can be very unhealthy.
No doubt about that. But
So,
Dr. Merman, I do want to tell people that exactly what Mr. Layman said. Reach out to your representatives, reach out to your senators, reach out if you want to reach out to the governor, whoever it is. We need to get this done. And the thing that upsets me, look, I'm centrist. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I look favorably on both sides, and I look unfavorably on both sides because they do some things that drive me nuts. But I do not understand the Republican stance here that booze is okay, but THC, the sleep, is not. I mean, come on.
I don't think the Republicans have that stance anymore, Tom.
Well, it sure looks like in the
they're
start.
Losing
I mean,
it. No, they're
are they losing it now? Good. Good. Glad to hear.
I think they're losing it.
Because it's about money, you know.
Yeah,
it's way safer. Cannabis is way safer than booze.
Yeah.
Most people say it because it's easy to road test somebody if they're drunk, but not if they're high.
That
like, there's not
help,
a quick way of.
That's well, the one. They're coming out with that. In LA, you get pulled over, they blood test you on the spot.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Taken that
man.
So long to get that.
LA
going.
Blood tests you right on the spot, right on the scene.
I never even knew that.
Oh, yeah. I've been blood tested lots of times in LA.
For good reason.
No.
He goes, no.
It's because of my look.
You look like your blood is weird.
Yeah.
Let me look at it.
Yeah, let me take a gander. So, yeah, Dr. Merman, Mr. Lehman, what should people do? Because there are many, many, many people out there. Flour is very important, so all people can afford the product. What can the average person listening to the show right now, other than, you know, yes, reach out to your senator, reach out certainly to your House representative, what else can they do?
Well, if any questions, you know, lastmedical.us, send me an email. I'll tell people if there's anything else. But right now, in the next couple of days, just call the senator, your senator from your district. Because House is more or less okay, I'm hearing.
Yes.
But the Senate is still an issue. So, so we have to make these calls.
And Tom, if I can jump in, I just want to make clear to folks, this is separate. This is a separate discussion and a separate bill from Representative Winkler's cannabis legalization bill.
Oh, okay. This is only
dealing with the state medical cannabis program, which is only available to people who meet qualifying conditions. They have a terminal illness. They have cancer.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They have ALS or other things. This is talking about adding flower only for the medical program.
Okay.
Which again, Senator Gazelka has been very clear. He's been skeptical on recreational cannabis, as are a lot of Senate Republicans. But on medical, Senate Majority Leader Gazelka has said he wants to do what's best for Minnesota patients and help Minnesota patients get affordable medicine. So I just want to be clear for listeners. There's two separate issues here. A cannabis legalization bill, which the House is expected to pass tomorrow with bipartisan support. It will go to the Senate. The Senate's not expected to take action on it. But the medical cannabis flower provision, as Dr. Meerman said earlier, was heard in the Senate Health Committee, which is chaired by a Republican, majority Republicans in that committee. That bill passed out unanimously to the Senate floor, with all Republicans and all Democrats supporting it, and it's expected to be adopted in the conference committee dealing with health care issues.
That's wonderful news. Why do you think it is that Minnesotans, they I don't know. I grew up in North Minneapolis, and I watched what they were doing out there in the suburbs, and it's always about, he's too cocky. We got to knock him down a peg. Oh, we can't have that flower. We can't have all people buying it. Everybody talks about helping the poor, helping those less fortunate, but then every time they get a chance to in Minnesota, they don't do it. That does upset me.
Here's North Dakota did it before us.
Yes,
that's saying something right there. North Dakota is the most stoic place in the United States.
Exactly. But I don't know, why do you guys think it is that Minnesotans always have to be the last one in when it comes to anything like that?
Well, on this issue, Tom, it was Governor Dayton. Remember, the medical program passed under Governor Dayton, and he was willing to sign it only if law enforcement signed off on the provisions,
right,
which is why our program is so conservative to the point where, I won't say it doesn't work, but it doesn't work nearly as well as it should.
Right.
You go to 25 other states, it works well, people are getting their medicine, it's helping them, and they can afford it. Here, it's limited. People can't afford it, they're not getting their medicine.
Even the people that can afford it, the access is very hard.
Is it?
Yeah.
Access is limited, too. Again, there's only, under the original bill, there was only one dispensary allowed in each congressional district.
Yeah.
So there were only eight in the entire state.
That access is horrible.
That's
That's now changed through the Walz administration. So now there's two per congressional district.
Ooh.
So there's 16 in the state, which still is not...
Yeah,
you know, particularly for rural Minnesota.
Like there's 16.
I mean, if you don't live in Wilmer, you don't live in Wilmer or Moorhead, you got to drive to the cities.
There's 16 on one block in Hollywood.
Oh God,
about right.
You know, we allow prescription medication on every corner. You know, pharmacies are everywhere. This is medicine that should be equally accessible to people.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. But what helped a lot in the last year is that we were allowed to certify people virtually on Zoom or phone.
Sure.
And so now people from central Minnesota can actually get the medicine. Because before that, they would have to drive like 5 hours to my office. And now they don't have to.
That's a good idea.
It is great. But Tom, I should mention this. I didn't mention it to me, but Dr. Mervin had me doing that before COVID even hit because he didn't want me coming into his office and embarrassing him. You know what I mean?
Well, he probably was scaring other patients waiting in the waiting room.
Hey, I was scaring people whenever I came in. Now, Dr. Mervin, you made it so easy and so simple to get this done. We need the people to get the help that, particularly so stressed out as they are now because of COVID-19 and all the rest of it, people that I have noticed that people are stepping up and really, really helping one another, which is a great sign. But people are very stressed out, and this, I think, would help them quite a bit.
For sure.
Get a little sleep, calm down, everything would be good. So, again, do we have the number again, Mr. Lehman, the numbers that people should call?
Certainly. It's at the Capitol in St. Paul. It's 651-296-0504. And when they answer, say, I'm trying to track down the phone number for my state senator. Here's my address. Here's my zip code. And they can tell you who it is.
I love it, Doc.
And I'll keep that
very
number.
Easy to do.
If people didn't write it down, lifemedical.us, or our number is 952-933-8900. And we can always get you that information.
You guys are both terrific. I appreciate your time today. You're really, really going to help a lot of people. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
Take care.
You too. Bye. Yeah, it's Minnesota. $660 for what costs $120 in Florida.
I don't say he I'm glad he mentioned that it's separate from the guy who's trying to make it recreational legal.
Yeah.
So I sent him a message yesterday.
Ryan?
I believe it was. I'm not going to say for sure, but it's somebody in that organization saying that if we legalize it, it will end the gang problem in Minnesota.
Oh,
and I'm like, get
what?
The hell out of here.
He's
like, that's 80% or 60% of the revenue. I'm like, what era do you live in? 1960? I said, today it's all opiates and crack and meth.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Pot eat 60% of their income.
Oh, yeah.
And no one's getting killed over pot.
Yeah. No. They're all pressing fentanyl into pills and selling it as Vicodin.
But that's what was their ploy to scare people into voting for this.
Yeah.